Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is quite pleasant. In Tel Aviv, the day starts sunny with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem will see clear skies, offering a perfect day for outdoor activities. Down south in Eilut, expect warm temperatures, making it a great day for beachgoers. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Iran launched missiles at U.S. bases in the Middle East in an attempted surprise attack, according to U.S. CENTCOM, reported by the Jerusalem Post. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reported that Iran launched missiles at an American base in Jordan, but all were intercepted. Also, this hour, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, there was a warm meeting between Trump and Netanyahu. They discussed the next move against the Ayatollah regime. Separately, the JTA reported on Netanyahu's meeting with Trump. Despite a low profile, Netanyahu called it a triumph regarding Iran. And finally, in a story from the Australian Jewish News, there's a tale of two labor conferences. Key commitments on Hamas and Palestinian Authority reform should not have been removed. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Truesman, an analyst, mentioned just minutes ago that Iraqi social media accounts are publishing unconfirmed reports. They claim an Iranian Quds Force commander was killed in Kirkuk, Iraq. AIPAC, the American Israel Advocacy Group, posted earlier today expressing solidarity between the United States and Israel in light of recent events. Arsen Ostrovsky, an international human rights lawyer, posted an hour ago. He highlighted President Trump's positive remarks about his meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Let's go deeper. Starting with our top story, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran launched at least four ballistic missiles towards a U.S. military base in Jordan. U.S. CENTCOM described this as an attempted surprise attack. The incident points to rising tensions in the region, potentially affecting diplomatic relations. Turning to the interception of missiles, Walla detailed that the U.S. Central Command confirmed all missiles launched by the Revolutionary Guards were intercepted. This showcases the effectiveness of defense systems in place. The situation remains tense, underscoring the need for vigilance. Meanwhile, in their meeting, Trump and Netanyahu discussed strategies against Iran. Israel Hayom Hebrew details that they focused on preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Such discussions could influence future U.S.-Israel policy coordination. Separately, Netanyahu's visit to the White House drew attention for its low-key nature. As reported by the JTA, Netanyahu emphasized the meeting's success despite its understated entrance. This could bolster his position domestically and internationally. Finally, the Australian Jewish News highlights internal debates within the Labour Party. The removal of commitments regarding Hamas and the Palestinian Authority could impact future peace negotiations. It signals evolving political strategies within the party. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports uncertainty around Intel's expansion in Israel. The Israeli government has not transferred a $425 million grant, causing delays in Intel's plans. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a sharp rise in fuel prices. This increase will affect every citizen's expenses, with broader economic implications expected. And finally, Globes reports that microchip technology bought Israeli edge AI chipmaker Halo. Despite Halo's high valuation, the sale was for a fraction of its worth, indicating challenges in the tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.